The choreographer behind one of Hollywood's most successful films is a Colorado girl at heart. Mandy Moore drew from her parents' passion for performance, and it turns out they've been key players in the Roaring Fork Valley's theater community for decades. City of stars. On Sunday, La La Land dazzled, taking home 6 Academy Awards, not including Best Picture. During the ceremony, singer John Legend sang a medley of City of Stars and Audition. But Mandy Moore's choreography at the awards show had a story to tell all its own. Much like the characters in the film, Moore has always been a dreamer. So she says the underlying themes in the screenplay really resonated with her.
Immediately when I read the script, I thought, I have a bit of Mia in me. I am that girl that moved to LA to pursue her dreams.
After graduating high school in Breckenridge, she made the leap to Hollywood in pursuit of her own dance career. Before landing recurring work on Dancing with the Stars, Moore says she had her own moments, similar to what the film's character Mia experiences.
You know, that conversation she has with Ryan's character Sebastian, where she's ready to quit, doesn't want to do it. Like, I remember having those kinds of conversations with my parents.
Her parents are Glenwood Springs residents Bob and Wendy Moore. Bob acts and Wendy directs. Together, they've worked with the Sopris Theater Company, Aspen Community Theater, and the Glenwood Vaudeville Review, among other local companies. In La La Land, Bob says the base of the story is within Mandy's choreography.
Her ability to take the music and tell a story that is self-contained within the dance itself amazes me. She has a tremendous ability to tell a story.
He and Wendy admit to having seen the film nearly a dozen times. They say the movie captures the essence of their daughter's journey. When Mandy hears music, she sees movement that creates a story. Wendy says she noticed this even when Mandy was just a baby.
I remember her bouncing to the beat of the music, and I thought, well, that's cute. And then I would change the music. It'd be a completely different musical beat, and she would bounce to that, and I thought, this is really weird.
Wendy gave up dancing to become a teacher and later the principal of Roaring Fork High School until her retirement in 2005. Counseling teenagers who felt discouraged from following their dreams inspired Wendy to let Mandy and her younger sister Missy follow theirs. She thought,
what's the worst thing that can happen? You fail and you pick up the phone. You say, okay, that didn't work.
A win for one more is a win for the entire family, like the recognition for Mandy's choreography in La La Land, or Missy's Henry Award from the Colorado Theater Guild. Although LA has Mandy for now, she says she sees herself moving back to the slopes someday.
I spend a lot of time there. I go there whenever I have days off. I think my heart is always there and will always be there.
Claire Woodcock, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.